AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden met with Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen at the White House.
My plan is to address inflation. It starts with a simple proposition. Respect the Fed. Respect the Fed's independence, which I have done and will continue to do.
Last year, Biden said he didn't want such meetings to avoid being seen as telling them what they should and shouldn't do. Investigators in Texas say a teacher did not leave a door propped open before the 18-year-old gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The door apparently didn't lock after she closed it while she was on the phone to 911 reporting the gunman running toward the school. There were multiple mass shootings over the Memorial Day weekend. A pre-dawn shooting at a festival in Oklahoma left 7 wounded, 1 dead. An altercation between two groups in Chattanooga turned to gunfire. 6 children from 13 to 15 were wounded. Last night, a 10-year-old Orlando girl pulled a handgun from a bag and shot and killed a woman who was fighting with her mother. 4 people are dead and likely murder-suicide early this morning in a home near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The initial indication is that this was a domestic situation, and the adult male shot and killed 3 female victims before shooting himself.
Wyoming, Michigan Public Safety Chief Kimberly Koster on WZZM-TV. Investigators say the man killed his girlfriend and 2 of her daughters before killing himself. 2 girls, ages 13 and 11, were killed. 3 other children, ages 9, 5, and 2, were found unharmed. Peter Navarro, a former aide to former President Donald Trump, subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury this week as part of the Justice Department's investigation of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It is the first instance of federal prosecutors seeking testimony about the attack from someone inside the Trump administration. This is AP News. A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign is found not guilty on charges of lying to the FBI.
The case against Michael Sussman was the first courtroom test of special counsel John Durham, who was appointed 3 years ago to look for government misconduct during the probe of potential ties between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia. The trial focused on whether Sussman concealed from the FBI that he was working for Clinton's campaign when he presented data he said showed a possible secret back channel between a Russia-based bank and the Trump Organization. The FBI quickly determined there was no suspicious contact. The verdict is a setback for Durham, who remains at work during the Biden administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A woman wounded in last month's mass shooting on a New York City subway is suing Glock, the maker of the handgun allegedly used in the attack, and its parent company. She claims the company has a reckless disregard for human life. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.